it's a challenging avoider of having Ben Omla Mokins and Nanon Chaveiros on the same, taking them with the same degree of seriousness and recognizing that they're the same thing. The law is avoider kashe.
It's the same thing. It's like a coin.
It's not but the same thing. It is the same thing. That's the whole thing. Lo zuga doyle mi zuva zogu. That's the lotion of Chazal. Ben lo chaver melo mamakum. The zel bekazach. Why? Because it's a kodesh bochul. You know, somebody asks you to take out the garbage, and somebody asks you to put on tefillin. So it's not the tefillin or the garbage; it's the person that's asking you. That's the vote. After the recho, recho zeavi, there's that kodesh boruch. That's where it comes down to. That's the avoiders. That's the avoider. But we have natirs in different directions. You know, some people are very, very taken with the baron of the mokums, and they're very firm, and the baron of the chaveres leave what to be dealt with. And other people are very mucked in the baron of the chaveres or whatever, and the baron of the mokums get neglected. You know, let me see. That's an avoider to maintain that balance of laws. There requires a lot of work. It's not possible. Okay. And a person has to be real with himself. Okay. Let's just finish off Perek Hay, and let's see where we go. Perek Vov is even harder. V'kol ha'im divrei bal reishis chok mebashar ahava. Perek Revi. V'al zeh tzivi zetoir v'omro. I'm on daf samach ches. The reishis chok, yeah. The Amrot says in Vayikra, Vahafter, Rechakamaycha, Vakvapish Rabbi Sayyid Zain Levrocha, in the Shmois Rabbin, in the Zohar, Sherecha Hua Kodosh Baruch Hu. It might be a surprise for certain people. After Rechakamaycha, he's talking about a Kodosh Baruch Hu, Aval Ze states there what Chazal says, Shenemai Mishlei Reecha Vereya Vicha Alta Zoiv. Your friend and the friend of your father, don't tazov. If you want to translate tazov, let go, don't abandon. It's talking about a kodesh baruch hu. Void a kodesh baruch hu mirei vavosoi. My son who koro reim. A kodesh baruch hu, because he loves us so much. What does he call us? He calls us reim. Reim. We his reim. Shenema leman achi v'rei. Hashem calls us achi v'rei, my brother and my friend. All these terms of endearment of kirva, Hashem relates to us. You have to love a kodesh baruch hu kamaycha ba'av shata roitzel atzmacha. The love you want to be loved with, that's the love you have to love a kodesh baruch hu kamo she'im yesh lecha chaver ata chofetz she'avcha. If you have a friend, you want him to love you. You want him to be close to you. Person has to aim. Doesn't say do it now. He says you have to aim it towards shleimus. Have to do the mitzvahs of the Torah properly. Think them through, analyze it, work it through, because it's all one Torah. It's all one Torah. Very important to remember that. Okay.
It's easier for me to love a sham like myself. Just love the guy next to me. Sham's giving me.
No, so you have the work. So you have work to do because you have to do it all. So wherever you find it easier, whenever you find it harder, that's probably where the work is. There's some things that are so hard that it's not even in your realm. So don't go there. You know what I'm saying? You just realize it'll all be shvili. I'll tell you what for me is the greatest barometer, the greatest test is just check out how posh it is. There's some things that are just posh. To another person, it might look crazy. But to you, it's just like posh. So then you know it's the right thing to do. The more posh it is, the easier it is, then the more. Someone said to you, what do you mean? You're getting on a plane and you're going overseas and you're going to fly and you're going to go to a place you've never been before because you want to try and help your next door neighbor. That's like who does things like that? And yet to you, it's like someone has to help this guy, and there's no one else to do it. So it's poshut, I have to do it. You know what I'm saying? Just check out for the poshut in it. And you'll know. I'm not saying that's the final, you know. Rav Dessler says, if you have a shaila, you don't know what to do. You have two choices. You're not sure what to do. And you can't get hold of your rov, because if you don't know what to do, ask a rov. But you know, you can't get hold of your rov, you can't whatever. He said, so go the hard way. Because 90% of the time, it's the right thing to do. Usually the hard path is the path that was meant for you, not the easy way. That's a pretty good barometer. Check it out, you'll see. If you use this tool, you'll see. You'll see, you'll be tested with it. But I find if some things just, they look so ridiculous, and yet it's bullshit. That's what I need to do now. You can't always explain it. You can't really tell anybody why it's bullshit, because it looks ridiculous. It looks ridiculous. I have a friend, he found out he's a guy from a fundraiser. He's not a guy that runs a moisset, not a guy that does, you know what I'm saying? Not a guy with any experience in running anything. And he found out about a certain next door neighbor who was in serious, serious financial difficulty. Really, God's got sick kids or whatever, terrible situation. He found out about it. So he knows one person in Lakewood. So he got on the plane, he went to Lakewood and he met this guy, and they whatever, he introduced him to guys or whatever. He was there for a week, they raised the money and he came out. How much Siyata Dishmael? Unbelievable, untold Siyata Dishmael. That itself is another story of the local short show. And I said to him, how did you do that? You got work, you got a wife and kids, you got a life. We all have a very well organized life that's very busy. Yeah. So you tell me, yeah, you've been fundraising for a few years, so you'll use your you've never asked anybody for anything in your life. You get on a plane to go somewhere where you know nobody. You don't know what you're doing. You haven't started. Why did you do that? He said, it was poshut. Poshut. Who else is going to help this guy? I found out about it. Poshut. I had to do something. So I got on a plane. No way. Now, to me, that doesn't look called poshut. For me to have done such a thing would have been wow. You know, like put yourself into a pretzel. And so, there are things in our lives that are that's poshut. That's what you have to do. You know it's poshut. That's usually the best test. And then check for the hard ones. It's much easier to stay at home than to get on a plane and go to Lakewood. So maybe you have to. He said he didn't even have a shala. I said, why don't you ask your rov? He said he didn't even have a shala. He was just so conscious, that's what I had to do. I didn't even have a shala. His wife agreed and off he went. And this is an example. This is not the story. But that's the... Anyway, okay. Perek Vav, Rayosi. Harder to understand and harder to deal with. The keshes shebein hakodesh baruch hu lebeinenu kesha nikra yosi yesh revodim amukim beyosa. We saw, remember, the two main primary relationships with us and hakodesh baruch hu that we're relating to is bonim atem l'ashem elokecho and reyosi. Let's have a look and see. There's many, many levels and depths here. Rabbi Seinu Zalam, Rabbi Masechtas Yadayim, ein kol ha'olam kulu kedai kiyom sheniten bo shir ha'shirim Yisrael. The world was never as kedai, as worthy, as whatever, reached its spitz on the day that Shira Shirim was given to Klal Yisrael. Well, what happened to Chamshe Chumshe Teira? No, Shira Shirim. That's the Shekol HaKsuvim Kodesh, all the Ksuvim. That's not talking about Chumash. Aval all HaKsuvim Kodesh, Shira Shirim Kodesh Kedosh. There's a thing called Kodesh, and there's a thing called Kodesh Kedosh. Kodesh Kedoshim Kulu Sod Veraz Tomun Betzopun. Kodesh Kedoshim means it's completely secret, hidden. Tomun Betzopun, hidden and hidden. Kachi Gam Kutushosoy Shil Sefer Shira Shirim. So too, Shira Shirim, like the Kodesh Kedoshim, is completely hidden. No one can go there, no one has access to it. So Shira Shirim is completely hidden. And if a sefer zeh nimshal hakesher shebein Yisrael lavinu b'shamayim, Shir HaShirim is a marshal for the relationship between Knesset Yisrael and Hashem, avinu shebashamayim. The kesher shel nesuin, it's a marriage. Kesher bein baal le'isha, actually a husband and a wife. He wrote a whole sefer, by the way, Rabbi on Shir HaShirim. You want to look at it? I have a copy. I've never looked at it. Too scared to go there. No, it's whatever. It's whatever. We tried. We started here once. Anyway. כדרכנו בספר זה, לא ידי חיווסן של ישראל לפגרש ברוך, ננסה לגעת מעט בדברים נשגובים אלו ולברים לפי ערכנו. In the way of the safer, which is to get us to know and understand the enormous love that HaKadosh Baruch has for us and we have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll try a little bit, to touch a little bit this unbelievably deep subject and try and explain it according to what we are able to understand. Obviously, we won't get to the bottom of the story, but what we can learn from this, each time we learn more, is Rat Hashem. What happened? Rivulitz? Oh, no, that's background, like lobby music. You know, like they're playing the lobby, you know, the piano there, that's Rivulitzky screams. It's after 30 years, you get used to it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barev Tovu V'Chasdo Kasher Etanu Imo B'Kesher Nisuim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bound us to him with a marriage relationship. What does that mean? I'm married to Hashem. That sounds a bit weird. B'matara l'shabes ha'oizen nishtamesh b'moshe. To, as we try here all the time, to break our ears a little bit, to hear things that are not exactly muskal rishonos, we'll use a moshel. Netar la'atzmeinu adam godol talmud chochem naretz shakol mishchorim lefischoi mufasim b'tayrosu v'gidlosoi. You have an adam godol, a talmud chochem. The queues outside his door, everybody's coming to him every day. They're lining up there with shilas and for brochas and whatever. World famous for his Torah and his godless. Kulan nishmoim loy, v'ish einu ma'ez lamarot es piv. Everyone, that's why this is a marshal. There's one rov that everyone listens to and nobody dares to contradict him. That's why it's only a marshal. Okay, fine. V'hine, gam adam godol zeh, this Adam Godel, yeah, Godel Kokoshi, however great he may be, I mean, Yetzel, if not bias, Velahakim Mishpocha, he wants to build a home and he wants to get married, he wants to raise a family, wants to, he has to. But Mukrach says Isha, he has to get married, he has to marry a woman. That's the, you have to do that. Ofia Baish Yileyem Yitolub Isha. The personality, the atmosphere, the nature of the home is going to be told on his wife. If she'll do his will, that's all very good, but if not, he can't force it upon her. But in this area, only a woman can help you. There's no one else. She has to be a Jewish woman. Everything else is negotiable. Those two things are essential. You want to get married, you have to find a Jewish woman. Otherwise, not a marriage. The lotovias la'odem levode can only be cured by the Eza Kenegbo. Amnam lo achas osu isha zuli yais pchus mimene ba'alba. Ach mikol mokum deliv noses abayis, humuchrach leseis isha. The woman that he marries may be way below his spiritual stature and whatever, but what can he do? He has to marry a woman. She maybe never learned 27 hours a day in yeshiva for 15 years before she got married, and she's not such a big Talmud Chacham, and she's not, but he has to marry a woman. In the Lashon of Chazal in the Gemara in Yevamos, Nachis Darge Misav Itato, come down a level and get married. Nachos Darge V'sois Yishtecha, Kach Chaviyachol Noiga Kodush Baruch Hu. That's how Kodesh Baruch Hu conducted himself with us. Okay, so there's a big important lesson there in marriage. But when we get to the marriage sefer, we'll deal with those sugyas there. If you want to look at them now, the Sforim Oya. Well, in the meantime, we're going to use that as a moshel. The Pasha, it's lo asugya shelanu akshav. Asugya shelanu akshav is the nimshol. Kach muva b'chazal. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachman, Tanchuma. B'shasha Kodesh Baruch Hu, b'shasha Baruch Kodesh Baruch Hu Soilom, nisa v'tiye shetiye lo dira b'tachtoinim. At the moment that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, yesh mi'ayin, he had a desire, nisaiva, desire, yearning, lust, to have a dwelling place in the lower world. Now that's a deep, deep sugya. We'll touch on it, what we care. That means mamash betachtoinim, as low as you can go. Hashem wanted whatever. No, that's not you. It wasn't supposed to be you. Very evident we got the Torah. I'll explain to you what I mean now. Akash Bochu wanted, for whatever reason, that the whatever it was, the Kedusha, the Shekhinah, whatever that he was bringing to the world, he wanted to go all the way down as low as it can go and then bring it back up again. Why are we not? But that's Misaiva Akash Bochu Dira Batachtoini. And that's why I went and he tried to give the Torah to the Goyim. Because they know how to take it all the way down to the bottom. They refuse. Hashem says, what can I do? Clearly, Saul's going to have to do the work. Not your usual way of thinking, but that's not our super now. There's much more in this. We'll see how it applies to us. Well, there's much more here. If it's not been written, that Chazal not taught us, we wouldn't be able to say it. Hashem wants a holiday home down here in this lowly world. He's got his palace in Shemaim and he's got the whole universe. But he also wants a little hovel down here somewhere. That's what he's yearning for, a hovel down here in the lower world. To do that, he needs a wife. By the isha, he needs a woman, he needs a wife. Malo asod. You want to have a little pundak down here? You've got to get married. I'm sorry. V'nei b'reiv tovu chasodu baruch akadosh baruch hu bon. In His infinite goodness, Hashem chose us. Bonoi. He chose us. The Knesset Yisrael liyos l'rei Yosef. Hashem chose us to be His spouse, His wife. Anu nivna lo bais dira betachtoinim. We'll build for Him yara home, a house in this lower world. Kviyachol nidu yachad imoi kederech sheish v'isha dorim yachad. And we'll live down here with Him in that home that we built for Him, like a husband and a wife live. Not so posh, right?
What is this called?
We don't know yet. No, good question. I don't know yet. He hasn't told us yet. He just told us what it is. Hashem wants us a home. So Klal Yisrael, the wife, is going to build a home, and then he'll have a place to live together with his wife. Husband and wife will live happily ever after. Maybe it's a yacht in the Mediterranean, like the sunset. Crazy. Wife and Zen, Neichel, Agel, Madregas, Drakas, Vakir, Vashain, Kamob, Oilom. Via this, we can come to enormous closeness and dveikus, all these words, whatever they mean, but you won't find anywhere else. Negele medregas ha dveikus, sheben ish leishto ishi medregas vahayel abosa echo. We'll be able to come to the darga that a husband and wife can come to, that the Torah tells us, which is called veyu labosa echo. And we don't know what that means either. So a lot of these will know what we don't know. What does it mean that you will be dovek veishto veyu labosa echo? We'll become one mamish, not one two parts stuck together, because that's not one. If I glue a leg to a table, that's not one. In fact, the glue is a separation between the leg and the table. One means one. We'll discuss that later. That's the awesome kesha that we were merited. To become one with Hashem, whatever that means. Dan mishtar labayim at is advarim lefir chayim. Let's try and understand a little bit, according to our level, what we can understand. But alachan is suin nerach beklal Yisrael mitzuim shleisha shlovim. In a Jewish marriage, we see there are three stages, and they all cost money. Hashlava rishon hu avot. There's a vote. Votes cost money. Haskoma shnei atzadim linaseh ze leze ulechreis b'nayim bris. The first stage is the agreement to get together. You agree that we're going to get married. Achrei avot megiya shlava erusin. After the vort, you have the period of the erusin. Uachreim bo shlav ha'chupa v'ayichud ichud. And then you get the chupa and the yichud. So those are the three stages. The vort, which is the haskama to get married. Will you marry me? Yes. Okay, you do get married. That's the tanoim. Then you have the erusin, the period between the vort and the nesuin. That's called the erusin, whatever that is about. And then you have chupa v'yichud. Not going to the locha now. Do you need yichud? Do you need yichud? What is chupa? Where is chupa? V'duba b'yichud amiti u'pnimi v'in shnei chelkei neshama. We talk about a proper unification of the two parts of a neshama. Shenayde melechat chile liyoyis mu'chodim. These two parts of the neshama were once one unified entity, totally unified, one neshama that got split into two. Ulechatchile yais mulchodim valyedayin esuin haim choizim liyais neshama achas and via the esuin they come back together to becoming one neshama again. Kifishayis lemale ba'itz neshamas. The way the neshama was when it was up there in the storehouse of neshamas. There's a storehouse of neshamas. Hashem is the smachsan. There keeps all the neshamas. Neshamas one. Hashem separates it. He sends one part down into the zocher and one part down into the kaver. And he tells them, you get back together again. And then they get back together again. They become nishmas achas. We have to deal with basa achas. They didn't say nishmas achas. Basa achas. That's what's going on. L'kol echad mishleishes ha-shlovim, yesh shlav magbil b'seid ha-nesun b'v'chel sabris שבין ישראל הקל לבין הקודש ברוך החוסן. וכמו שתיקנו חכם לברך מקדש עמו ישראל על ידי חופה וקידושין. כמו שמה יש לדוני, גם שהשם מקדש את עמו ישראל והם הופכים לרעיוסו. There's some kind of kidushin, some kind of kodosh that takes place between a husband and a wife. Where he's makadesh her, two things that take place when he's makadesh her. He separates her from the entire world for him. Yeah, that's a basis there, the meaning of Kiddushin. What is Kiddushin? She becomes separated from the whole world to him. Not just separate from the whole world and now she's just, no, she becomes separated to him via the Kiddushin. Those two things happen. She's now not kosher to anybody else in the world. She's only kosher to him. That's Kiddushin. It's the same with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. That's what's called kares abris. Ever worried about that lotion? You cut a deal. It's strange, right? Kares habris. But that's the vort. If you want to enter the covenant with somebody, you have to get rid of everything else. You have to first cut yourself off from everything else, and then you can have a covenant because it requires exclusivity. Okay. We'll see that these three levels of marriage. The vort, the erusin, the kiddushin, the chuppah, the yichud have parallels in Jewish history. These three things took place in our ongoing development or relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But Hashem, we'll discuss the shidduch and matan Torah and the erusin and the chuppah and the bar mitzvah and whatever. We'll discuss all of that as we go ahead.
Just a question that you brought.